Somebody who had a bundle of tefillah, and he left it near a gapa, which is a fence made out of stacked stones, or next to a gadish, a big stack of grain, or next to the bucker, the cattle, or next to the kalim, the clay machrisha, the equipment that is used to plow the field, and he forgot the omer near one of these things. Beishami omrim eino shicha. Beishami says it's not considered shicha. He can go back and take it. Daniam cannot take it. The reason being is since he left it next to one of these things, he's going to end up reminding himself about it, and therefore it's not called shicha. Ubeishilo omrim shicha. Beishilo said nevertheless it's shicha, even though he left it next to one of these things. Since right now he forgot it, even though he might find it later on, since it's next to one of these things, still, it's shicha. That's one shot in this Mishnah that the Mefarshim bring down. There's another shot in the Mishnah, which is like this, that we're talking about over here, where he did not originally forget the Omer. He picked it up, and he put it down next to one of these things, and then he forgot it after he had put it down. Beishame says it's not shicha. And since he did not originally forget it, even though after he picked it up and he put it down next to one of these things, he did forget it, still it's not shicha. And Beis Hillel says it is considered shicha, even though he originally had known about it and he had picked it up and put it down, since right now he forgot about it, it's considered shicha. Sachderiyas Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey Kerem Rabai, a vineyard in its fourth year. The din is the grapes for the first 3 years after it is planted are considered orla and they are aser bano. The fourth year is called Kerem Rabai. You can eat the grapes, but only in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to bring the grapes to Yerushalayim, you could be potter them. You could transfer the value of the grapes onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim instead. Beishami says that the dinim of chomesh and beer do not apply to Kerem Ravai. By Maaser Sheni, if the owner of the Maaser Sheni is the one that has potter them, he has to add a fifth. He has to bring a fifth extra of money, more than the value of the pair to Yerushalayim. This din would not apply to Kerem Ravai, according to Beishami. The din of beer is that on Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah, you have to get rid of all the matanos that you have with you. If you have Truma, you have to give it to the Kohen. If you have Maaser, you have to give it to the Levi. And if you have Maaser Sheni or Bikurim, you have to get rid of them. And this din would not apply to Kerem Ravai according to Beis Shammai. You can hold on to the Kerem Ravai even after Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Yesh Lo Chomesh V'Yesh Lo Bir. Beis Hillel says that the dinim of Chomesh and Bir do apply to Kerem Ravai. As Beis Hillel learns out with the Gzeira Shava from Maaser Sheni, that just like Maaser Sheni, the dinim of Chomesh and Bir apply, so too by Kerem Ravai. Beis Shammai Oimrim Yesh Lo Peret V'Yesh Lo Olalos V'Ha'aniyim Podim La'atma. Beis Shammai says that the dinim of Peret and Olalos apply to Kerem Ravai. Peret is that when you're harvesting grapes and some of the grapes fall out of your hand, you have to keep them there for the Aniyim, you're not allowed to take them. And Olalos is clusters of grapes that are incompletely formed, have to be left to the Aniyim. You're not allowed to take them, and this din would also be true by Kerem Ravai. And the Aniyim that take the Peret and Olos would be potted for themselves. They would transfer the value of the grapes onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Kulo Lagas. Beis Hillel says all the grapes are brought to the wine press, even the Peret and the Olos. You don't have to leave them to the Aniyim. The reason is that Beis Hillel learns out from Gzeira Shava from Maaser Sheni, that the dinim of Maaser Sheni apply to Kerem Ravai also, and Beis Hillel holds Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It's Kadosh. So Kerem Ravai is also Kadosh, and since it's Kadosh, the dinim of Peret and Olos do not apply.